Once, a young boy lived in a small village. He watched other children run faster, study better, and make beautiful crafts. Each time they succeeded, he felt small. His heart was heavy. "Why am I not like them?" he thought. Day by day, he compared himself. When his friend won a race, he sighed. When another boy carved a perfect wooden bird, he frowned. His hands held no skill. His feet felt slow. He lost hope. One morning, tired of his own thoughts, he walked without direction. His feet led him far. Soon he saw an old monastery. There, in the quiet, an old monk knelt. He held two small seeds in his hand. The boy stopped and watched. The monk said nothing. He pressed one seed into soft, rich soil near the garden. Then he placed the second seed on a bare rock nearby. He covered the first with dirt and poured water. The second he left alone. The boy frowned. Why did he plant it there? He wondered. It will never grow. Days passed. The seed in the soil sprouted. A small green shoot stretched toward the sky, but the seed on the rock stayed still. No roots, no life. The boy watched, confused. Finally, he walked up to the monk. Why did you plant a seed on the rock? It will never grow, he asked. The monk smiled, his face calm. That seed looks at the other and wishes to grow like it. But no matter how much it watches, it will never sprout. It must accept where it is. If it does not, it will stay lifeless forever. The boy stood still, his breath caught in his chest. He had been like the seed on the rock, watching others grow but doing nothing for himself. Slowly, he nodded. From that day on, he stopped comparing. He trained his feet to run faster. He shaped wood with care. He read books with focus. And over time, just like the seed in the soil, he flourished in his own way. In our lives, you will see that many people spend time looking at others. They see others succeed and feel left behind. They watch others grow, but they do not work on themselves. This makes them unhappy. If you always look at others, you will forget to see your own path. A flower does not bloom by watching another flower. It blooms by taking in sunlight, water, and care. You must do the same. Instead of asking, "Why am I not like them?" ask, "What can I do today to grow?" If you focus on yourself, you will improve. Step by step, you will get better. And one day, without even noticing, you will have flourished in your own way. The only person you should try to be better than is the person you were yesterday. Keep growing. Keep learning. Focus on your own path. That is the way to success.